This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing of Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Let's head out to the MTXC Play Day. Here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobinata, and good morning from the Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond, where it is the MTXE Play Day, the annual get-together where the golfers and all the other activities involved raise money for the athletic programs at both Nokomis and Lincolnwood High Schools. Uncle Ralph Niehaus, everybody's favorite uncle, joining me this morning. And Ralph, we picked just about the most perfect day there is to have this thing outdoors.
Yeah, whoever arranged the weather for this did a good job. And I tell you what, folks, if you haven't been to the Raymond golf course lately, you need to come out here and look around and see how it's developed over the years.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a neat little nine-hole
yes,
golf
it
course.
Is.
So, and they're such good hosts for the MTXE Play
yeah.
Day. So,
oh, yeah.
And Mark Convery, who has been involved with this thing from the get-go, after a brief rest overnight, is back at it early this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, well, Mark, you just had so many details to take care of.
Yes, we don't stop until we're all ready to go.
There you
it's
go.
It's a short night, but we're here and we're going good, aren't we, Patty?
And
she's ignoring you over here.
Maybe not.
rest is a polite word.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, do what you need to do to get by. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about how this thing got started again for people maybe who are tuned in this morning and are not familiar with what the MTXE Play Day is all about.
Okay, well, this is our ninth MTXE Play Day, and it's the ninth year of raising funds for Nokomis and Lincolnwood High School student athletes, including cheerleaders, including scholastic teams. And last year was the first time that we included junior high sports as well, because they always get the hand-me-down stuff. And this is the actual 11th MTXE Golf Play Day overall. The first one we had, as you guys know, was to raise money for Maury's expenses when he got sick. And the second year was followed up by him, you know, wanting to give back. And we raised funds and returned the money to Make-A-Wish, Cancer Society, and I think the Children's Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. And it was obvious we were onto something. You know, I sit at the table at Maury's house, just like we're sitting here, and we discussed it all. I mean, he was totally in on it all from the get-go, and he's got our back here, and
yeah.
We've always known that, and he's provided us with 11 years of weather just like this.
It's pretty incredible. And in talking with Mo, he was meticulous about the details, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a plan, and we wanted the certain things this way, and we wanted the money to go to the kids, and he laughed, and I got a coach sitting beside me. These coaches, they like to have, you know, the fancy duffel bags, the hats, and Maury was notorious.
Yeah.
But he wanted this to go to the kids, and so – you know, when we divided that money up every year, we're very clear that we wanted to, you know, benefit the kids in some way. It's been always. And if there's ever a question, they ask the committee, and it's, you know, it's money's been used for camps. It's just all kinds of stuff.
You said this is the ninth year for this, Mark, and in that nine-year period of time, we've seen more and more importance on programs such as we're involved in here today for the kids in school, because funding for programs has become extremely difficult to come up with.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that the schools and the coaches and the kids understand and appreciate how lucky they are, because, you know, if they take a look at other schools, their budgets aren't increasing. Okay,
no.
They're decreasing, and here they're just they're getting some extra stuff, and that they would never have. And we kind of feel like it helps keep the kids on the right track, encourages them, you know, and that sort of thing.
Well, extracurricular activities are very popular, not only in Illinois, but across the country. And studies have shown that kids who are involved in extracurricular activities generally are pretty good students. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, it all goes hand in hand.
And the other thing, we started involving the kids here a few years ago. We just don't want it handed to them. Mm-hmm. So we started the Trifecta Plus One raffle that we have with the four great prizes donated by four great businesses here and Nokomis in here. And for instance, this year, Lincolnwood, all the student athletes are selling tickets. And at Nokomis, it's been the boys and the girls, high school girls basketball program selling. So they're doing their fair share and helping us. And the Trifecta is a huge windfall for us, and we count on it really a lot.
Well, number one, the premise behind the whole MTXE Play Day, it's for the kids. So right there, you've got a great selling point.
Exactly.
But when you add in the golfers, and we were kidding here just before we went on the air, you announce it, it's sold out.
Yeah, I mean, I was telling you, I really feel indebted to the golfers, because this is a lot more than just a golf tournament. So obviously, you don't raise $33,000 just having a golf tournament. We have great corporate sponsors. You know, we sell stuff, we auction stuff, but the backbone is the golfers. I mean, you know, and everything else is built around them. And whenever we advertise this tournament for 40 teams, 160 players, and in a week, I have them. They just boom, they're there. And so many of them have played in every one of them. It's incredible. And, you know, obviously something will come up, but if the team is unable to play, it's replaced, you know, very quickly, and then that team will get right back in the next year when, you know, there's no conflicts. And, you know, Raymond Shoal Creek Golf Course, I can't say enough how good they've been to us. And inside, Rachel, the manager here, her staff, Tom Irwin, the superintendent here, and his staff, they just go above and beyond. I'm telling you, I've been at other golf courses, and you know, you're on your own, but not here. And they put in long hours and to accommodate us, and it makes our job easier.
We're talking with Mark Convery from the MTXE committee. Go ahead, Uncle Ralph.
I was just going to comment on that. Just the bottom line is, this is what you got to have. You got to have everybody's cooperation to make a venture like this a total success.
Yeah, and we've always tried to hold this to a very high standard. And, you know, you can call it class or whatever, but and you're right, everybody works together. And at the end of the day, people look back and it'll look good on the golf course, its employees, the schools, because they're a tremendous help to us as well, and the committee who is the greatest committee around. I mean, they just work extremely hard, and really proud of everybody.
And this is just not something that you say a couple weeks before the play day here that you're going to have it. I mean, this is something you have to work on year round.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to the committee, because, you know, I moved to Florida 3 years ago, and I do an awful lot on email and on the phone, but they're the ones that meet throughout the year. You know, they just don't have a meeting 1st of August and we have this thing. That don't happen that way. But no. They do a great job. They do the legwork and everything here, and is why it turns out to be a success every year.
The one thing that is so unique about this is that you're involving two different high schools, basically two different school districts, but it's a sense of unity between everybody. I mean, we all know what this is about and what it's for, and where it got its, where the roots of it, of the whole program is.
Yeah, I mean, talking to the people that this might be new to, you know, Maury was a Raymond boy, graduate of Lincolnwood High School, and went on to coach two successful back-to-back state championship girls basketballs over at Nokomis, and that's where he taught. And you know, it's a real unique situation, and it's the cool thing is how the people in both surroundings has come together.
Kind of a Hollywood story type thing when you start throwing details out like this, and then you pull it all together, you're going, this can't happen. But it does, and it's been hugely successful.
Yeah, and I look to this ninth one to do very well. We're, I think, around 151,000 and some change now, and I expect to get very close to 180,000 in 9 years. So that's a, you know, it's an average of 20,000 a year. But if you look back, our very first one was only 9. So this is how it's built. We went from 9,000 the very first year to 33,000 last year, so that's a pretty good climb.
You know, it when you talk about a play day like this or whatever you want to call it, it reminds you of the movie about the baseball team. And you know, it said we build a stadium in a cornfield and they'll come. Well, that's very typical of what's happened here. You know, you started a play day here at the Raymond Golf Course and they came.
Yeah, and they keep coming, and that's
what's
good.
Cool.
And the people who are involved, Mark, you mentioned the loyalty to people. This is just something that's automatically on their calendar.
A lot of that is because it's the same time every year.
Yeah,
and people do. They just put it on the calendar, and you know we talked about the golf, the trifecta, and everything. But if you look over here, I know people can't see it, but where we check in golfers, and we kind of have our evening supper. We have a wall of sponsors that's just incredible. We got corporate sponsors, Dairy Queen. Well, just, yeah.
There you go, Mark. How about a list for you there, buddy?
You do have a list.
Yeah, how about
that?
But
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go right down the board I can. We got Prairie Farms, and we got Dairy Queen, First National Bank of Raymond, Bank and Trust of Raymond Farmersville, First National Bank, Nokomis, Security National Bank of Witt, Irving, Fillmore, the local Pioneer Dealers, Huddle.com, Nokomis Savings Bank, Foresight Energy, and Joseph Mazzara is always sponsored for us. And it's just nobody ever tells us no, and that's what's a good thing.
Tell you what, Mark, we need to take a break. Can you stick around with us for a few more minutes?
Sure.
All right. We're broadcasting from the MTXE Play Day at Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond, and Sports Saturday continues after this.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurd's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurd's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurd's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurd's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurd's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:18, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 88 degrees. Mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 65 degrees. Heading into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies. Expect a high of around 90 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Mostly clear. Expect highs in the mid-90s, the lows will be in the mid-70s. At 9:19, we have a temperature reading of 77 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Tired of always having to clean up the basement or crawl space after a rain? You need to call Midwest Basement Tech for a permanent solution. If it's leaking, cracking, buckling, or sinking, Midwest Basement Tech is the company to call. 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Call now, 1-800-848-9805. Or on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons and your chance of receiving free tickets to watch your St. Louis Cardinals play at home this season.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
When packing school lunches, pack the nutrition your kids need for growing and learning. Include foods from all parts of the food pyramid. For sandwiches that aren't soggy, spread whole wheat bread with farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter before you add the filling. For the thermos, fill it with Prairie Farms milk or chocolate milk. Or if you're out of fruit, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For nutritious and delicious school lunches, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
And at 9:21, Sports Saturday continues. Let's head back out to the MTXC Play Day. Once again, here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Oh, Ralphie. What are we going to do with you, buddy?
I don't know.
We tried to figure this out for a long time. So
I know a lady down the road here, 6-8 miles, has been saying that for 60 years. What am I going to do with
it? We're broadcasting from the MTXC Play Day at Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond. We've been talking with Mark Convery, who's a member of the MTXC committee and was really part of it from the get-go. Mark, talk a little bit about your sponsors that come in and really provide the big prizes for you. I know this is a very important part of...
Like I mentioned, the Trifecta Plus One raffle. First place is at Apple MacBook Pro computer, and local Pioneers dealers supply that for us. And then we have an iPad, which Prairie Farm, they donate that, plus they donate a case of golf balls to us every year. And then we have another iPad, a mini, and that's donated by Frank Steele with Huddle.com. They got a 42-inch TV from Nokomis Savings Bank. And then we have the live auction tonight. We got 8 great items. We got whole hog processing from Kirkpatrick Boys at United Pork Producers. Stay and play package that was put together by and donated by Don Langan up in Peoria. We got Cardinal tickets by Wayne Rosenthal, and some more Cardinal tickets from Ken Elmore. We got us a nice pair of Adirondack chairs from Randy Meyer, the Nokomis FFA boys put that together, and then got a couple pillows, and they're pretty sharp. Somebody said they're going to get them and put them on their pool, on their deck. So we'll see how that goes. And then this is pretty cool stuff here. We got a autographed bat from Jim Tomei. And, you know, we talked a little bit
about
that.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. He's in the 600s in home run. And he's clean. Never been associated with any of this, you know.
And a really good guy.
Right. Yeah. And we got a nice set of Illini football tickets to the Ohio State Illinois game. Ohio State, I believe, is coming out ranked second.
Mm-hmm.
And those are donated by the Rossi boys. So, I mean, you know, just endless donations.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And that's probably a little higher than Illinois is going to be ranked.
I think so. But if you're a true Illinois fan, it doesn't matter.
I tell you what, though, over the years, Illinois, as bad as they've been, when they play Ohio State, they give them a game. So that's probably the one game if you want to see a game, that's probably the game to see. So, Mark, when you go ahead,
I just got to say one more thing, and I mean we talked a week ago about Fred's up there in Harville. They've been great to us. They've had a pre-party. Now this is the second one. It was actually last night, and it was just another good turnout. They do a lot of silent auction items, and they did a raffle on a curio cabinet. And he will be here at some point today and present probably a pretty nice check to us.
Yeah.
And he's the one that started this. It was his idea. We never approached him. And, you know, it's just another business that think, you know, they thought outside the box a little bit, and it's great.
So how's the family doing?
Family's doing great.
How are the boys?
Great. My Shane is entering his senior year, and still loves the golf. He, the team, him and the team made it to the Nationals last year. They actually won the stroke play event and come out and got beat in the match play, but it was a wonderful time up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which everybody's got to go there. That's great country. And then our youngest.
Are you working for Hershey? Is that why you're saying that
well,
now?
Well, I
are
could you? Be.
Yeah,
I
okay.
Mean, you know,
okay.
It's a sweet job, right?
Put them bump.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you, Terry. Anyway, so then we our youngest son, Jeremy, is 18, and he's going to start his first year at UNF there in Jacksonville, and he just moved in the other day. So, you know.
Wow.
They get where's the time go?
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, like you said, we're already in the ninth play day here, and things are rolling along. And, Mark, always a pleasure. It's always good to see you, my friend. Thank you for sitting in with us today.
We want to thank you guys. You guys go over and above helping us in every way possible here at WSMI. And I've got a good idea that we'll see you guys at the Nokomis Lincolnwood basketball game.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a feeling you'll be there. And that's when we'll present the ceremonial check presentation to the school. So, anyway, thank you guys.
Always a nice time.
That's the one time that the camaraderie between the two schools comes to a standstill is when they take the court to play basketball.
As well it should.
It's fun. It's good, clean competition.
And speaking of one of those guys who's going to be there that night, the Lincolnwood basketball coach, Matt Milberg. Hey, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's good to have you here, buddy. And tell us a little bit about what the money that goes to the schools. What does your basketball program use it for?
See, me and Mark, we've been kind of close the past couple years with him leaving to Florida, shooting texts back and forth about what's going on with me being the new basketball coach last year and coming in not knowing really what was going on with the whole MTXE deal. And I started helping these guys out, run beer down to the patios and stuff back when I first started teaching in Pawnee because I felt like I wanted to give a little bit back to the school. This is before I was even coaching in Lincolnwood. And I kind of saw a little bit of myself with Maury because I'm teaching in a different school district, but I'm home from Raymond. And so me and Mark started getting a little close and talking more. And I coached Shane whenever me and Bill Crager and Steve Vance were coaching at junior high. That's where I kind of got started, and we had a good run there at state for a couple times. And I was able to have that enjoyment with his kids. So we started talking about what to get for the basketball team and stuff. And last year I told the boys, I said, you know, this is your money. I don't want to decide on what we want to get. And I don't want to be, you know, the dictator so much, but I'm so OCD. I guess I was just telling Mike Meisner up there when we were talking that, you know, I have to have matching socks and I have to have matching coats and I have to have, you know, all the matching stuff. And so last year the boys decided they wanted to get some new warm-ups, so we decided to get new warm-ups last year, which was a pretty penny. And you know, road socks and home socks, and that's been the biggest thing as far as material wise. But then this summer every camp that we went to was purchased from the MTXE money. We went to Greenville camp, we went to Jacksonville shootout, we went to a Riverton league, we went to a Litchfield league, and all those leagues were all paid through the MTXE money. And if we didn't have it, we wouldn't have been able to go.
And Matt, what do those leagues in the summertime mean to your program?
Right, you know, we played 28 games this summer. It's a little on the high side, but I thought, you know, we could probably handle it, and I was up for it, and most of the boys were up for it. You know, they couldn't make every day, but the days that they were there, they were ready to play, and it's just that was one of the things whenever I got hired with Chad Langheim. You know, he goes, you got to develop a summer program, and because if you don't, you're going to be you know, behind. So that was the biggest thing.
What's it like for a young man like you to have the realization, hey, I'm going home to coach my hometown team? What goes through your mind when you make this decision to come back and coach at your home school?
Yeah, you know,
after you got done screaming, you mean?
Yeah. And you know, this is probably the third or fourth time I talked to you guys outside of, you know, maybe a game, having me on the radio. And I, the first thing that came to mind was, do I really want to do this? And you know, I went, you go through the list, positive and negatives, and I had some deep and sincere conversations with the administration of Pawnee. Pawnee, as my teaching job, was my most important aspect, and they gave me the green light. So after that, then I did, you know, all the checks around here, around town, with the families and the people that were important to me, you know, such as, you know, Terry, you've been around, and Vern and Mike and all them guys that have been around, you know, Steve Vance, some guys that I've coached with that have, you know, and they gave me the green light too. So that was helped make the decision a lot easier.
And to add to that, you weren't just walking away, you were walking away from a pretty good program.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Me and the head coach there at Pawnee are pretty close, Ray Finneman, and that's what's kind of led in this MTXE day. I was going to have my three assistant coaches golf with me today. This is my first year golfing in it, wanting to golf and play, and two of them had other things going on, so I reached out to my Pawnee guys, yeah, and I got the head coach at Pawnee to come down and golf with me, and the AD at Pawnee, Steve Kirby. So we're going to have a good time tonight, and I'm glad I could expand it to the school that I teach in and the guys that I'm around a lot, so hopefully they can see this.
But those two guys understand completely what this is all about.
Yeah, because they? Them two guys are in charge of the Ron Irvin golf outing up there in Auburn, and they do some scholarship work up there with Ron, and so they know what this is all about, and they didn't even hesitate to even say yes.
Boom, they were there.
Yep.
They were there. That's really neat.
You know, when I first got hired here, I had two accounts, and the money was just, you know, coming out of my ears, and I was just amazed. So this MTXC thing is a really great situation.
We have talked about this numerous times at the radio station, about the community we live in and the generosity of the community we live in. And, you know, we have small schools. We don't have any great big schools. And the generosity of the people in this area, when you have a day like today, or whatever kind of fundraiser, generosity is just overwhelming.
You'll see that I took, I don't know, maybe 20 or 25 tickets to help sell for the boys, and I, you know, have lunch at West End or and around the town, and nobody says no. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know the people that I ask sometimes to hang out with a little older crowd. You know, the old timers.
You hang out with the rowdies. That's who you hang out with.
Yeah, the farmers and the township officials and all them guys, and they don't want laptops, but they're going to go ahead and buy the tickets. And if they win, then, you know, they can give them away or do something they want to do with that.
So we're talking with Matt Milberg, who is the basketball coach here at Lincolnwood High School, as we're broadcasting from the MTXE Memorial Play Day here at the Shoal Creek Golf Course. This is the fundraising event for the high schools at Nokomis and Lincolnwood. Not only does it affect the high school athletic programs, but a couple other things have been added: the cheerleaders, the Scholastic Bowl, and even the junior high programs. And Matt, to see that funnel down like that, that's got to be a nice thing from your standpoint,
yeah,
being involved in education.
Justin Milberg is the junior high coach, my cousin, and you know, he asked me what I would, you know, possibly need, or what we need to work together on getting something, sharing equipment, and with it going down to the junior high, it's been real beneficial for us too. So that's been a positive.
And this has become very important in schools wherever that the junior high program and the high school program are on the same track.
Well,
yeah.
it's
very important.
That was where, I knew this was going this direction here. And these two Milberg boys, they're going to make you play defense.
Yeah.
I tell you that.
But it's very important. If kids come out of junior high and go into high school and boom, it's altogether a different program. No, we're not going to do this stuff. Yeah. It makes it very difficult.
Yeah, we're going to find out this year a little bit what that's going to be like, because last year only had two freshmen, and this year I've already worked with about five or so, and hopefully those numbers are going to be around that number. And I know we're losing a good one going to Litchfield and Abby Brockmeyer, but still
would have been
nice.
It's good for Abby.
It's good for Abby.
Sure it is. Sure it's good for Abby. So, Matt, let's talk about, you know, what these athletic programs mean to these small school districts and how important they are to the well-being of the school districts.
Yeah.
Look at the head on that thing, would you, Ralph? Oh, my God.
You call that a head?
Easily distracted.
Our special Fillmore correspondent, Carl Rafesser, just popped in.
How'd you get across the river?
I thought they had the river shut down there at Fillmore, but anyway.
Speaking about that, maybe he'll be official over there in Nokomis Lincolnwood.
I don't think he'd want any part of that, do you?
To tell you a little story about Carl Ray, okay. I walked into the gym last winter at Hillsboro, and he was officiating, and I walked in, he hollered at me and shook his hand, and I said, I knew you was here. He said, "How'd you know I was here?" I said, I saw that pickup truck with a CNI dog box in the back end. He said, "Why did I ask you?" I said, "Well, you did. That's the point."
I just like you to hand that check over sometime, and that's with a win. That win that game for a change. It'd be nice to go over there at Nokomis this year.
Yeah, but yeah. That
no Coach Kimbrough. He's going to have them ready to go, too.
Well, and what you're trying to do, I think, with the program is establish a system, so to speak.
Yep,
you know, that's how you build successful programs that are successful year in and year out. And Coach Kimbrough's been an when Maury was around. That was a great example of how that happened.
Yep, that's how you do it. That's for sure.
So, Matt,
what was the question you were asking me before?
I have no idea what. But we were talking a little bit about the summer program. Can you explain to us a little bit about what's allowed in the summertime? Because we always hear about summer programs and the contact days that coaches are allowed to be with the kids. Even though it's not the basketball season.
Yeah, I talked to you guys over at Irish Days in the Chili Dome, and we were just getting started there. And you know, I tend to sit back and more relax and let the boys try to figure stuff out in the summertime. You know, you only get one timeout usually per half for 20-minute running clocks. And, you know, you try to use those just to give them breaths, you know, because they're up and down the floor. You know, the referees aren't calling stuff as much as you would during the season. And, you know, we ended up playing Murfreesboro over there in Litchfield and with Daryl Murphy from Farmersville. And that was probably one of the best games that we could have been a part of because of the, you know, the competition down there in 2A, down there in the South, and four or five times turnover after turnover after turnover. And, you know, they're looking at me, and I'm not going to call the timeout. I'm not going to take you out. You know, you got to get through the rough times. And that's usually the hardest thing to do is sit there and watch them struggle and not make any hardly adjustments in the summertime.
But, of course, sometimes it takes mistakes to learn. You learn more or learn quicker from your mistakes than you do your successes.
That's exactly right.
When you have to figure things out on your own, sometimes you remember it a little bit better.
It's a good time, these summer programs, it's a good time to find out what you are capable of and what you are not capable of.
That's exactly right. you know, we're going to have a hard time filling one of the most important spots in our team this year, and that's the point guard position.
Yeah.
You know, Noah Krager last year kind of turned him into a point guard, and you know it's going to be the hardest position to fill and change, and we're going to have to adjust accordingly. And that's what the first 2 weeks of practice are before we hit five games in 6 days over there in New Berlin.
And that's why you and people like you, like Coach Kimbrough, get the big bucks. You know, to make
that's
all this
exactly
happen.
Right,
make all them big bucks.
My entertainment.
Matt, keep up the good work. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yep, thanks for having me.
And I'm glad that you're part of the Lincolnwood system because you're a good guy. Good guy, and I'm glad to see that you have this job and you're doing a great job.
I appreciate the kind words, and good luck to everybody today. And hopefully we can maybe come out there and do something well today on the golf course.
There you go. That's right. That's what it's all about. Hand that microphone to that.
Say hi, Matt.
Hi, Jan. Well, thank you. Like I said, I was working with her a little bit, running back and forth the first couple years of this, and before I was even a head coach, and the stories that I've learned and stuff from her.
The stories.
Stories.
Oh my gosh.
That's, okay.
That'll be the director's cut when we release it. So yeah. So thank you, Maddie.
Yeah, thanks,
take care. Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancer basketball team, and Jan O'Malley, how are you, kid?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing terrific. It's good to see you.
Nice, handsome always gentleman I get to sit with.
Who walked in?
You, Uncle.
You mean us?
You, most definitely. You know I enjoy this.
Well, here we are, kid.
What's new?
Another MTXE day.
I know, and I heard Mark fill you in. All of the above. I'm not going to go over any of that.
Well, but let's talk a little bit about the stuff that goes on through the year that you have to kind of keep an eye on. There are some small details that could become very big details if you don't take care of them, right?
We do work all year.
Yeah.
We do. We beg, borrow, and steal and make nice.
No, you don't, because people are willing to donate because it's a worthwhile endeavor.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's really
and
the neat thing.
They make our job easy.
Mm-hmm.
The people are more than generous. They always come through. And it's fun. It's when you go and you start talking to some of these people and they all give you a bad time. Now, Carl Fesser just went by.
Yeah. Okay. He made a pit stop here.
Well, Carl and Kent actually require cinnamon rolls before they give their money.
Oh, is that what they require?
That's one of those I can do that.
Yeah. You are.
We do
okay.
that.
Okay.
We do that. But yes, we have notes. I have binders and binders of notes, and we keep it up, and it's all good.
And when you think about what happens here and the fact that this is probably an improbable story which works, it's really kind of an interesting thing.
Now does that mean that you don't think we're capable?
No. I'm just saying you have two competing school districts, you know, that like to compete on the athletic field.
Competition's a good thing.
But you have two, I think, school districts that respect each other and know what's at stake and know that this is such a good deal for
them.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. You can't beat it. And we've had, like I said, nothing but cooperation. There's more friendships made and maintained on this golf course between the two communities than people. They would be shocked. They would be shocked. It gets to be a reunion, and it's so much fun.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's what's, you know, it's about raising money for the two schools, Jen, but it's all about camaraderie with each other and making fun out of work day.
Well, that's interesting,
that
yeah.
That was good, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah.
And that's why he gets the
big bucks. I even impressed myself once in a while, you know?
You did. You impressed me. I'm kind of at a loss for words.
Yeah.
but it is. It's the ability to do something like this, which, as you've stated and everybody else has, it's a lot of work.
It is.
But
I'll tell you
to
what.
To be successful, you have to work.
We've got Rochelle, of course, has kids in school. Erica still has kids in school. After that, all of our kids are gone.
Really?
Yeah.
But we care about the kids.
Sure.
And that's why we came up with years ago, it's for the kids.
So is Ryan coming back here today?
My Ryan?
Yeah.
My Ryan is out on the
She's
golf course.
She's out on the golf
with
course
Hitch.
Today. Oh, with Hitch, of course.
They return.
Yes, the return of a dynamic duo.
Yeah.
There's Batman and Robin, and then there's Hitch and Ryan. So.
Psycho.
And we keep saying over and over, Jen, what a generous community we live in. And we really do.
We do.
I know other people feel the same way about their communities, and they should. But we in this community have so much to be thankful for. I've been on the MCCA board, Montgomery County Cancer Board, since its existence, and the generosity of people in this community just overwhelms me.
Well, and we've talked about it before. We've got people from Decatur. We have people from Springfield that are friends. We have, of course, Litchfield. We've got Hillsboro. Yeah. We have them from all over.
Yeah.
And a lot of it goes back to high school memories.
Sure.
A lot of these people who have moved on, you don't forget. And I think a lot of people, when they write that check or when we approach them and grin, those memories start coming back. And then you start sharing them. And then you start laughing. And it just gets better and better.
Well, when you live in a small community, those are the kind of memories that people build upon.
Yes.
Build their relationships on. You don't get that in a metropolitan-type setting, necessarily. But certainly here, it's part of the fabric of life. I mean, school started, so that means the football season's underway, girls' volleyball's underway, golf's underway. You know, this is all part of the fabric of our life, and with small schools,
sure.
small communities,
sure.
you know, the large percentage of the students are student-athletes.
Yes, yeah. yes.
And that's how you keep the programs alive.
Exactly. And you look around here at the volunteers. We have administrators. We have teachers. There's more people from the school district that participate in some way, or what can we do? I mean, selling the tickets, you know, the athletes sell the tickets now, and that part's wonderful. But when you see the people show up to sit at a hole, sell more tickets, help with the food, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I don't think there's anything in that goes on in our lifetime and education that people will remember, and I'm speaking of the athletes now, will remember than a special game or a special moment they had in that game. You may have been 50 years ago, but you remember it like it was yesterday.
Terry and I got to do that this summer.
Yeah.
We had an alumni game, and I was privileged to sit with Terry. And we were just fans
exactly. sitting there just talking. And
we watched
and
the girls come back and play each other, and they played just as hard as they did in 98, 99. And Molly, of course, entertained, as always.
Oh, of course.
We miss her.
As Yogi would say, it's deja vu all over again.
Yes, it really was.
It really was.
But it was fun.
But it was fun, and just the appreciation for the fact that they all came back.
Yes.
Every one of them came back, basically. And knowing what it meant to the community, what it meant to the school district, and
gosh, it did. It was great to see everybody there.
It was.
And it wasn't an overly large crowd, but it was a nice crowd. And, you know, that's something that could be built into something on an annual event.
They're going to grow that one.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
and then, of course, the guys came on afterwards.
Oh, my gosh. There was bloodshed there.
There was. There was. But my favorite, and you will attest to it, Carrie Eisenbarth.
Oh.
Carrie Matthews.
Ornery.
Oh, her face. It was just the
same. She had the game face on from the time she walked on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was no doubt about it. Somebody's going to die today.
It's hard to lose that competitive edge that you have in your body. It's just hard to get that out. You always have that. I don't care if you're playing pinochle. You still got that competitive edge. I want to win.
Yeah, but Carrie is one of the smallest post players you'll ever see.
Ever.
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 And then be on a team like that, for God's sakes. I mean, my gosh. So, yeah.
But it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
And then the memories that are dredged up and the good times, and we both kind of got misty-eyed there a couple of times. And we
admittedly.
But that's what it's all about.
It is.
That's great memories. And here when you're able to, on the night that Nokomis and Lakewood plays basketball every year, we present that check. And, you know, the stands are packed. And
true.
The games maybe not be necessarily close sometimes, but, you know, the stands are packed and everybody's anticipating, well, how much did they raise this year? And it knocked our socks off again last year.
Oh. And you'll knock them off again this year.
I'm amazed.
Yeah,
I'm amazed. Year after year, I'm amazed. And like Ralph was saying, it all goes back to the generosity of the community.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
We couldn't do it without each other,
yeah.
And we couldn't do it without the communities.
And if there was another event like this in our area a week from now, people would be right back.
Yes, yes.
Donating
and all
for
the
that.
Small communities, you know, have
sure,
it.
Sure.
They never, as you said, just want to sell them tickets, and they never say no.
Well, we're hoping one of these days the educational funding thing gets fixed. I mean, we can't hold our breath hoping that it happens, but my gosh, if they would ever settle down and really get serious about this, maybe this sort of event wouldn't have to happen. But it needs to happen because we have to keep these programs alive.
True.
But I think, Terry, and I agree with you 100%, we need some stability in the education department. But I also think that it's programs like this that are very, very important to make the cohesiveness in our communities.
Yeah.
It's just something that needs to be to bond that community together.
Plus, it's a heck of a lot of fun.
I'm going with the fun.
Yeah, you know, I like the fun part.
I'm old enough now, and the day has begun. I have started to breathe again. I'm not carrying anything at the moment, mm-hmm. and that means that the, you know, crunch time is over. Let the games begin.
Well, you have really two more major crunch times today, basically, and then you can breathe real.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to being on a lake and just relaxing tomorrow without my phone.
You and the committee do such a great job.
Well, thank you.
You know, big pat on the back to you, and it means so much because when we see our little communities, Nokomis High School, Lakewood High School, and they're in nice uniforms, you know, not the hand-me-downs that we used to see years and years ago.
I do sit a little straighter when I see that kind of stuff.
You're darn right. You know, you dress like a ball player, you act like a ball player, you get to be a ball player. So, you know, there's a responsibility there, and the MTXE allows you to have that proper uniform, warm-up.
One thing that I do have to say, I can't work with a better committee.
Yeah.
Can't
Who all's on
it.
The committee, Jan? I'm going to put you under the gun here, kid.
Mark Conberry.
Yeah.
Myself, mm-hmm. Rochelle McDowell,
right.
Erica Detmers, Patty Clark, Bev and Bill Held.
Yeah, Skeeter Bill.
Skeeter and Bill Bev. Lives
and
again.
Yep.
But, you know, you've got a bunch of friends who visit together, mm-hmm. and this started, and we've gotten so close that it's amazing. It's amazing.
And, of course, Sharon's here. Sharon Huff.
Sharon is always here.
Yeah, Sharon's always here. And
she is on the committee. She is the committee.
Yeah.
And now we have grandkids.
Grandkids running around.
I know.
Oh, my God, wouldn't Mo have been just absolutely beside himself?
If he was here and he saw, as I look over here, we've got a judge, we've got an attorney, we've got administrators out there, we've got
teachers.
What
an eclectic collection of people.
Eclectic is a very, very good word.
Yes. I don't know how to spell it, but it sounds pretty cool.
A potpourri.
There you go.
A potpourri.
I don't know
people.
How to spell that either.
That's
so.
Another big word. How about that? Dazzled you twice
in one
day.
I'm going to tell
day.
You what.
Oh,
I got to get out of here because he's
deep.
Just doing me.
It's getting
he's
deep.
Doing me in.
Before you leave, we sat here and we said, if people haven't been to this facility lately just to look at it? They need to come out here and look at this facility.
And today would be the
What day. Has been done and how beautiful it is.
It is. And everybody is more than welcome to come out, see what we're doing, come for the auction, come pull a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, come for the auction tonight because
the
there's some really
huge.
Cool stuff.
The auction is huge.
Yeah.
We've got silent auction items, Rams tickets.
Rams are going to be better
photo
this year.
Shoot. If you need senior pictures taken, we've got a deal for
really?
You. Yes. Yes.
Sweet.
Nice package.
Sweet.
And if that's not incentive enough, you come out of here, you'll get to see Jan.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I
don't
I
know that you didn't just shoot the whole thing down by saying that, Ralph.
No.
Nobody
know.
Means it. I know he means it.
Well, good. Thank you. I need that every once in a while.
Yeah. You're like a Christmas tree with all the lights on it, honey.
Oh, my. You better stick around and see all the volleyball players and the cheerleaders we got coming in. So there.
Jan, thank
Gentlemen,
you so much
it's
for
been
everything
a pleasure.
You do. And I always look forward to our correspondence and getting to sit together and shoot the bull once in a while and that sort of
love
thing.
Love it.
I love it.
Couldn't
well,
ask for a better guy.
Yeah. You need to pop in on Saturday morning sports once in a while. Just tell us what's going on.
Well, you're doing football. I don't do football. I don't know anything about it. You guys would make me look stupid, but I could tell you about the uniforms.
We've been told we don't know anything about it either.
Well, I'm not going to go there either.
That just fits right in with us. So.
I can just say that the guys in red or the guys in blue...
Which way are they going? That's all we need to know.
I'm getting better, though.
Are you?
I really am getting better.
Are you?
I am.
That's good.
I am. Okay. Someday, I may learn, but...
But you do know basketball.
I know basketball. I do know basketball. Ba-dump. I'm not going to brag on that one, but...
You know a little bit about hoops.
A little.
Yeah.
Guys,
hey, we
enjoy.
Need to take a break. Jan O'Malley, thank you for joining us. We're broadcasting from MTXE Play Day at the Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond. It's the fundraiser, the annual fundraiser for Lincolnwood and Nokomis High School Athletic Programs. We're going to take a break, and we'll roll on with more Sports Saturday right after this.
The 2013 Farm Progress Show is Tuesday through Thursday, August 27th through 29th. The Farm Progress Show is an opportunity for farmers to get together and showcase new technologies and new products in the world of agriculture. Be listening for special WSMI broadcasts from the Farm Progress Show, brought to you by Coop's Customs in Litchfield, where car enthusiasts and farmers go for aftermarket parts. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffey in Irving and Fillmore. Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro on Route 16. Mid-State Camper Sales, east of Vandalia on Route 140 in Bluff City. And by M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. It's the 2013 Farm Progress Show, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, August 27th, 28th, and 29th. Be listening for special broadcasts on WSMI, the station you can count on.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab's athletic trainers are licensed, certified, and there for you. Teamwork Rehab provides athletic training services for Hillsboro and Nokomis student-athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. They are also offering injury screening for all area athletes and weekend warriors. Teamwork Rehab has three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
And at 9:52, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 88 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear skies. We'll have a low of around 65 degrees. And heading into tomorrow, it will be hot, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 90 degrees. At 9:53, we have a temperature reading of 79 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:54, Sports Saturday continues from the MoMTXE Play Day. Here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Ott, who's producing our broadcast today. Before we run out of time here, I wanted to get with my buddy Vern Pinkston, who for many years was the athletic director at Lincolnwood High School, now serving the school as a librarian and as a golf coach and whatever else they throw at you.
Whatever money. Else.
Yeah, whatever you can help. But you've been in a position before to see how this MTXE money is used, and it's very valuable.
It is extremely valuable to our schools. You know, the school budgets have been kind of cut with, you know, the Illinois state funding's down, and we, you know, not only the sports teams, but all the academic classes, subjects at school have been cut. And we really rely on this MTXE money to fund our sports programs. And also, it's also used for Scholastic Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's used for cheerleading.
And even the junior high kids get
some of the junior high sports get some of the money, too. So it's very valuable. Times are kind of tough as far as school budgets are, and this really helps out.
It's great to see everybody out here today.
Oh, it's and a beautiful day.
Oh, gosh, it's great.
Nicer day.
It's great out here. It's great out here. Well, Vern, we're going to let you go here.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time. But,
that's fine.
Thank you. And how's the golf team doing?
Golf team, the boys are 3-1, and the girls are 1-1, and we play Monday night. So.
All right.
Back at it.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Uncle Ralph, as we close in here on in about a week here. Yeah, I give that back to Ralph. We're closing in on Football Friday. And our high school football
one
season
week
begins.
From tonight, as we said earlier, Terry, Friday Night Lights.
Next week, we will have Litchfield at Greenville on WSMI FM, Southwestern Hillsboro on the Ox. But that's just two of the five South Central Conference games that will start the season next week. Carlinville travels to Roxana, Vandalia, Gillespie, Pena at Staunton. One Prairie State game next Friday with Bunker Hill and Metro East Lutheran, and that Prairie State's kind of been revamped again this year. In the Sangamo, North Mac will be playing host to Pawnee. Auburn is entertaining Pleasant Plains, and then a host of non-conference games. Westland will be at Nokomis, Kincaid South Fork at Palestine, Marquette will play host to St. Louis Priory, and Greenfield Northwestern will be at Brown County. Those are just some of the area schools that will be competing along with all the other high school football teams next week. And as far as what we expect, well, we expect it to be a dogfight in the South Central, pretty much like.
Probably quite a bit of parity, Terry, and next Friday night should be a prime example of that with Greenville, Litchfield, and Paisaw and Hillsborough. I think you get a good idea. Of course, first game, there's a lot of mistakes and stuff, but I don't think there's anybody that's really going to blow everybody away. I think it's going to be parity in the South Central.
And, of course, Pat Rentz, the Pat Rentz era begins at Litchfield High School, the new head football coach at Litchfield High School, who, of course, Pat played for Litchfield High School. We'll see how that shakes out next week as the Purple Panthers are on the road. And, you know, with only nine games in a season, they're all pretty important at this point.
Yeah, they are. And of course, the last few years, everybody's looked to Greenville as to being the team to beat. But I don't know. I've been told their program's down a little this year, but I'm sure they'll be very competitive.
Coming up on this weekend here on the radio, we've got Cardinals baseball, Cardinals and Braves, 12:20 tomorrow afternoon on AM 1540. Monday night, the Coach Tim Beckman Show, the Illini football coach, his first show of the year at 6:30. Friday night, as we mentioned, Litchfield at Greenville on FM 106, Southwestern at Hillsboro on the Ox. Next Saturday morning, 10:30, the Illini hit the airwaves. It's Illinois hosting the Salukis of SIU Carbondale. And that'll be at 10:30 next Saturday morning here on WSMI FM 106.
Should be an interesting game.
You would think so. You would hope that Illinois would be able to blow them out, but I doubt that that's going to be the case.
I said I thought it'd be an interesting game because I'm not sure what the Illini are going to be capable of.
That's true. Before we run out of time here, we want to thank everybody here at Shoal Creek Golf Course and Associated
anyone that's associated with the MTXE committee, Jan O'Malley, Matt Milberg, Vern Pinkston, Mark Convery, all talking to us today. We appreciate them stopping by. Tobinot did a nice job of producing our broadcast today. And don't forget, not only next Friday night will we have football on the radio, we'll also be streaming those games on the web at WSMIRadio.com, and then we'll make them available as podcasts. And you can go to our website, WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to them at your leisure or download a copy for free. We do not charge for that. Other stations charge for that. It is a tin roof. It's on the house for WSMI. So we're out of time.
As we said two or three times this morning, Terry, if you have not been to the Shoal Creek Golf Course lately, get out here and look it over, and today would be a great day to do that.
A terrific day to do it. That's it for Sports Saturday from the MTXE Play Day at Shoal Creek Golf Course in Raymond. We'll be back in studio next week for Sports Saturday here on WSMI FM 106. Have a great sporting weekend.